This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sean Keeler joining us now from the Denver Post. I love reading your stuff, Sean, and I know people are mean to you sometimes, but dude, you get us thinking.
That never happened. I never attacked on X. I never attacked with email. It's all love.
Do you shut down your messages so nobody can reach out and slide into the DMs, as the kids call it?
No, because I'd miss your request to come on the air. You do get tempted, but I'll tell you what, I wasn't nearly as tempted before Deion Sanders walked into my life.
Oh my gosh, man. I don't know how you do it. I dabble once in a while, and it's like, okay, if I tweet something even remotely negative about the Buffs, well, there goes my day. And I can't imagine you who, you know, you have to go at guys. You got to call people out. I don't care if you're the biggest Buffs fan in the history of the world. You still got to go after people, and that's what I respect about you, Sean.
Thank you. I respect that you've got your life together, and I don't. But no, you do. And yeah. And I thank you, and yeah, that's in the job description, and sometimes you're going after, Jared Bednar, and sometimes you're going after, you're going after Sean Payton a lot lately. You know, that is the gig, and people love their guy. But the thing with Deion that's so different is, like, a lot of these people are not CU fans. They're just Deion fans. It is just, as we've talked about, the cult of Prime is its own thing. And when he goes, it will go with him, and the diehards will be left, and they're going to be very, very lonely when that day comes.
Oh, I mean, we'll see how that kind of falls out. I would imagine they won't ever talk about CU again when primetime goes away. Okay, but Keeler, what did you think of the recent stuff? This week has been just absolute chaos, entertaining as hell. You got another former player going out, Xavier Smith, talking about how primetime dealt with him and how it didn't really get to know him and all that, and he was kind of emotional. Then you have, of course, Shador Sanders putting out the tweet, hey, I don't remember how he wrote it. I had to have Angel translate it for me. I'm old.
He said he's mid, which is apparently the worst thing you can call anybody ever. I've learned in my old age. So my wife calls me mid all the time. I thought she was just pointing in my midsection because I'm built like Homer Simpson. You're just mid.
Well, I thought when he started the tweet, when he meant to say whatever it was, I don't even know him. It was Ion, and we thought we were in science class for a minute. I don't know. But we have Shador basically saying that, Sean, this player, I don't even remember him being on the team. He must have been pretty mid. And then another guy tweeting out, hey, why is Shador talking like this? He went 4-8 last year. Primetime responds by saying, my son's going top five. Where's your son going? I mean, if you took Primetime's name off those tweets, you'd just be like, who's this random person? This is just a random Buffs fight going on amongst fans.
Yeah, the level of discourse is a little I'm curious what triggered the defensiveness to them on X, or what person at Smack or Michael Strahan or Constance Schwartz-Marini said to them, yeah, we got to do a little damage on this, or here's how we do this, because Deion doesn't do all his socials. The little guy runs around with him. Sam does a lot of this stuff, and so I'm not sure the genesis of this. And they do stuff for showbiz shock as well, because this is a TV show. We talked about this one. I already wrote this story a year ago. You may remember when Jordan Tyson was among the first guys out, and we all went, wait a minute, kind of thing. Like, so this was not news, although then Prime getting mad about it makes it news, and doing stupid stuff on X makes it news, one. Two, I think, and this is going to sound like a cop-out, but this is the God's honest truth, all sides are right. I don't know that Xavier Smith was a great player. I don't know that he's better than what they just brought in from the portal. I don't know that he was going to play. He knew he wasn't going to play. There were a bunch of those guys who were not going to play. Should they have been run out in the way that they were run out? No. Should they have been humiliated on Deion Sanders Jr.'s well-off media bleeping channel? No. No one deserves that. But this is what you get when you hire him, because you also get this much money that they're, when their fiscals are wrapping up next month, I want to say, is probably going to be pretty good after a lot of bad years. And you got the worst coach in the history of coaches to be named Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. That is not hyperbole. Look up the people who have won it. And you have your AD named AD of the Year. I think they were willing to throw those kids under the bus who were on that 1-11 team for that. So, yeah, now let me say the other thing that's right. Xavier Smith might have been kind of mid relative to what Shadur thinks is mid. It's also a clown show. So, yeah. You know, so Xavier was right. All those things are true. Does that make sense? Like, I think all those things are, in fact, the reality of the situation, and they divorced, and unlike a lot of former Buffs, Xavier wanted to talk about it, so here we are.
Well, and this is the tough part. Like, I'm really trying, you know, last year when this primetime stuff started, I didn't get too high on it, and I'm not anti-Buffs. I think people that, if they do actually listen to the show, I lean a little closer to the CSU Rams, but I root for the Buffs. I root for my pick when they play each other. But when this happened, I thought, okay, I'm not getting too high on this. We'll see. I mean, he's great for clicks, and he is great for getting, you know, eyeballs on him. So that's awesome. That's amazing. So that's great. It's the McCaffrey move on mega steroids. Oh, honestly.
Yeah, you're the second person to say that to me in 12 hours.
I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing, dude. And then you have this year, everyone's against him. The national media is kind of turning. And I say this, and people think that's a cop-out, but I'm like, maybe the truth is somewhere in between, and it kind of goes to what you're saying, that Deion...
No, I do. I think, all those things are true.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're coming around to it. Yeah, like, and they can be. They're not... The thing about Deion that is... And I agree with him 70% of the time, and I'm sorry to interrupt. We talked.
No.
And I think you agree with him a lot of the time.
Sure.
You know, he says the common sense parts out loud. He says the quiet parts out loud. Our spring games just... Yeah, it'd be better if it was a scrimmage with somebody else. Yes, I agree with Prime there. Do kids recruit kids, and kids need to recruit, you know, their own peers? Yes, I agree with him there. Is Pat Shurmur a good offensive coordinator, and do the best assistant coaches in the country want to work with him? No, they do not. They want to avoid this like the plague because it's a three-ring circus for the reasons that we're talking about. But all those things are true, and they can be true, but Deion has to make it, and this is not a race thing, it is simply a color on a spectrum thing. He removes the gray area. He makes it black or white. You're for or against us, and there is no middle. And I think you and I are in this shrinking middle that we're trying to stay on, and like the scene of the trash compactor in Star Wars A New Hope. Like, we're running out of room. I mean, there you go. There's your Gen X reference. Keeler doesn't understand mid, and he made a 1977 movie reference. Yeah, I'm old. But you see what I mean? Like, he can't accept that all these things can be true. He's like, well, either I'm the greatest or you hate me. Well, that's not how that works. I think you're one of the greatest football players ever. I don't think you're one of the greatest coaches ever. And both those things, I think, are true.
Keeler, right? What is it like for you? I mean, because obviously you've written positive things about primetime and the Buffs. You've written negative things. Yes.
Yeah,
sure.
I couldn't believe it. Everyone got really quiet on my hate.
Yeah.
I went from the most racist sports columnist at the Denver Post to the least racist in about 5 days.
That
has never happened.
That's actually pretty good by you, man.
Yeah.
I might need to hire you as my PR guy at some point.
No, you don't want that.
Okay,
no.
So what is it like for you at press conferences or at any function where you are in front of primetime? What is that like? Is it tense?
No. I mean, not for me, because he kind of labeled me as unfriendly fire a year ago. Like once I kind of fell off the wagon with the whole Sean Lewis thing, And believe me, as you no doubt have heard, Sean Lewis may have been off the Sean Lewis wagon. I've been off that wagon a lot
right.
earlier than anybody thought. As we, the things that we find out, I get a lot of, what do you know more that you can't say? And I'm like, a lot. So yeah, that I was kind of like, you know, I'd been warned about certain things, dude, and here we go. I had a better scouting report on Deion than Deion had of me because he didn't care. He doesn't care about Brian Howell unless he makes him mad. It's a tricky thing that we're all kind of dealing with locally. But is it tense? The only drama is, given that I've been told they may not call on me and my question will be picked last, will I get it in? I have to make hand signals like the sideline of a football game to CUPR to go, can I? And I have been told off the record by other media that I think you have been told you either get to go last or not at all because you're on the poop list.
Wow.
Fine. I'm trying to do a job. It's his program for now. It's his town for now. It's his rules for now. That's fine. He has been. I said this to you on air, and I've said it to others, and I'll say it again. That said, he has not ducked a question I've asked him since the barking up a wrong tree thing. And even then, he was funny and dodged it in a funny way. He has engaged me and has not ignored it entirely or slammed it down. Now, that could change. And it, Jackson, he had guys on his poop list banned from pressers. So he hasn't done that. But will that change? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that would be, I mean, I'm actually surprised we haven't seen some of that just
too.
Yet. You know?
I am too. I expected I'd be first on that list.
Oh,
and it hasn't happened yet.
Sure. Like, I mean, this is your job, and you, like I said, dude, you have a job to do. You have to be critical, and you also have to end up, you know, guys like you go back to the pressers, even though you were just critical, you still show up. And that's why I have such mad respect for writers and, you know, on the daily, you're doing this. Let me ask you this, though, from a personal standpoint, do you enjoy covering primetime, or do you get to the point where it's like, I'm kind of dreading this. I don't want to go to this thing today because who knows what's going to be said or
right,
what's going to happen.
Right. I'm going to defer to my earlier week political answer and say both those things are true.
Hey, no, well,
no, because there are days, and it depends on the moment and the mood. Where yeah, I woke up mostly. It isn't, and actually, the moments about I got to deal with Deion. This is not about actually dealing with Deion because he doesn't give us that air quote privilege all that often. He runs to his buddies and runs to the national podcast. He does his own radio row off on a circle, either with people locally who have paid for that access or with national people who have paid for that access, or they are in his inner circle or are in his inner circle and have paid for that access. And the rest of us are just stuff
yeah.
that contractually I believe he has to do. It isn't his contract that he kind of has to deal with us, but he deals with us as little as conceivably possible for that reason, because it is all about the messaging and the brand. And the brand just happens to be CU right now, but the brand is Prime. The brand is him. It's the 21. It's not the black and gold. It's him all the time. So, but when I engage with him, I enjoy it. I'll say that on the record and to all your audience. I've never not been at least amused, and you hear a bad whiny cackle. It's probably me in the news, as you know what my laugh sounds like. You know, because it's terrible. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm not Homer Simpson. I'm Peter Griffin. I look like a bad scientific experiment between the two of them now. So yeah, but it is amusing, and he is entertaining as heck. I hope his football team will be. It often is, but we will see.
Well, and I'm with you on that. Like, for a radio guy, like, I love what primetime offers. Good, bad, the ugly, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
content
it's
that we can
boring.
Go off of. No, and like you said, there are a lot of things, and again, when I say the truth is probably somewhere in the middle, there are a lot of things that I like about him. You know, I do think that he does things in a calculated way. He is getting attention to this program, more attention than we've seen any program that was like CU with their history should be getting. So
right.
that alone tells you, yeah, this guy's worth it. No question about it. It's just a couple
and I've written that too.
Yeah.
And I said, look, this was a win for the school year one, even if they only won four games, which they probably weren't going to win more than five anyway. Now, the bar for competition changes for this year, as we've talked about and we will talk about, sure.
What is that? I mean, what's considered a failure? Like the best record that would be considered a failure for CU?
I'd say not bowling is a failure.
So five wins, failure. Six wins, okay.
So I'd say if it looks like, you know, let's be bi-coastal and an equal opportunity rear end here. If they look like CSU looked last year in some close games that didn't get over the line, and I like the folks over there, but even they know that was, I mean, you had Mo Kamara. You had the best pass rusher in the Mountain West and the best wide receiver, and you went 5-7. I have a tough one with that. So as context, if CU with that kind of talent, again, no one's saying they aren't getting dudes. They're getting dudes. How good, how those quickly those dudes gel, whether you can build an offensive line in 3 months with those dudes, I'm not sure, but they have dudes. Those dudes should win 6 to 8 games. And I don't think that's unreasonable. I think Prime, when he's not talking playoffs, which is insanity, thinks that's I think everyone should think that's reasonable. But if they don't get there, this, I'm torn between whether everyone just quits
at once, you know,
because everything is possible, or he's so angered by 4-8 plus 5-7 and telling everyone that 5-7 is an improvement, which it is. I don't dispute that relative to where he has set the bar, that more people fall off the bandwagon, less tickets get sold, and then that cycle perpetuates. But he wants to prove it so badly that he's back for whatever reason. Until they've got a quarterback committed who's playing in 2026, I don't believe it. You probably need to go. We won't do the whole, is he staying, is he going? Until I see a QB that's ready to play after Shadur's in the draft at this time next year, I'll believe it when I see it. And even then, it remains to be seen. But I don't know. Everything is on, you know, back to the entertainment thing, everything is on the table and anything is possible. And that's the remarkable thing about this. And to be honest, it's something we will miss when the circus comes and goes.
No question. I do agree with you on that. Sean Keeler, great stuff from you as always, my man. Some fun write-ups, too, on the Nuggets T-Wolves series coming up this weekend. I'm up against it, though. Always appreciate your insight. Doing this with you on a regular basis, it's phenomenal, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime, my man. Aaron Gordon column, folks. Check it out, DenverPost.com. Your playoff time. We get no sleep.
I got to pull it up right now. I'm going to read it a little bit later, my man. All right, Sean, we'll talk to you
soon, brother.
Man. All right. Sean Keeler, Denver Post. He's fun to talk to. And he gets it. This is what I'm saying. Like, there are good things and not so good things about what Primetime's doing. And you have to be able to filter and sift through what is. And if you can't, then you're too far on one side or the other. And I get that. We'll talk about that a little bit more. React to his chat moments ago. We'll get into that coming up next.
Hear it again. Podcasts are available at 1310kfk.com.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.